This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to episode number 8 of Preparing for Ramadan. Today we're going to be talking about the Taraweeh prayer. Now, the word Taraweeh comes from the word raha, which means to rest. This name is given to this prayer because the Prophet ﷺ and the companions would often, after praying 4 rak'ahs, they would take a small break or rest for a little bit. The Taraweeh prayer is a confirmed sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. We know this as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha tells us, as is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, that one night the Prophet ﷺ prayed this prayer and people gathered behind him. A few people. The next night, the Prophet ﷺ prayed again and even more people gathered. And then on the third night, even more people gathered behind the Prophet ﷺ to pray this prayer until the masjid was almost full. There wasn't room to stand. On the fourth night, the Prophet ﷺ didn't show up for this prayer. However, after Fajr, the Prophet ﷺ addressed the companions and he said that I'm aware that you all were gathering behind me to pray this prayer. However, I didn't continue because I was afraid that you would take this prayer as being a fard, an obligatory, compulsory prayer. Later on, during the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he revived or continued the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, how is the Taraweeh prayer prayed? Well, first of all, it is prayed in congregation, it's 2 rak'ahs at a time, and it is prayed right after the Isha prayer. How many rak'ahs is the Taraweeh prayer? Well, that's the question of the day, or question of the month, should I say. People often argue about this issue, and there's usually an argument between 8 rak'ahs or 20 rak'ahs, and this argument comes about because, well, on one hand, we have Umar radiallahu ta'ala who prayed 20 rak'ahs, and many other companions would pray 20 as well. On the other hand, we have a narration from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha who tells us that the Prophet ﷺ never prayed more than 13 rak'ahs during the night. 13 in this case being the 8 of Taraweeh and 3 witr. Now, that being said, the best thing to do, inshallah ta'ala, is to stick to your congregation. Whatever your imam, whatever your masjid is praying, stick with that. If they're praying 20, pray 20. If they're praying 8, pray 8. And actually, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala was of the opinion that there is no set number, as the Prophet never explicitly said that there is a set number or a cap on how many rak'ahs should be prayed during the Taraweeh prayer. What's actually more important than this issue is to try and finish with the imam. Try and start and finish with the imam. In the narration of Abu Dharr, we hear the Prophet ﷺ say, "Man qama ma'a al-imam hatta yansarif kutiba lahu qiyamu layla." The person who stands with the imam until the imam leaves, meaning until the imam finishes, then they will have written for them the prayer of the whole night, meaning they get the reward as if they prayed the whole night. So that's what we should be trying to do here. Try and start and finish with the imam. And I get it, it's not always easy, it's not always convenient to do that, but we should try our best. Now, the last point that I'm going to mention here is how some people sometimes will neglect their fard compulsory prayers for the Taraweeh prayer. Now, what do I mean here? I mean, sometimes people will focus so much on the Taraweeh prayer that they may even neglect the Fajr prayer. So they'll stay up late praying the Taraweeh prayer, and because of that, they're tired and they won't wake up in the morning and they won't pray the Fajr prayer, while the Fajr prayer is fard, or they will neglect other prayers as well. I'm not saying don't pray the Taraweeh, but I'm saying we need to have priorities. And when it comes to our priorities, the fard prayers, the 5 daily prayers, come before the Taraweeh prayer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. I'll see y'all later, inshallah ta'ala. Take care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.